Hello, this is the Weekly Astrology Forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley and team. I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 12th day of May, and ending on Sunday, the 18th of May. And what we have on Monday, right off the bat, the moon's first aspect, is the opposition to the sun in Taurus from the moon in Scorpio. That gives us our Scorpio full moon. At 1:56 p.m. is the exact. It's at 22 degrees of Scorpio and Taurus. Now, I have recorded a separate podcast for the Scorpio full moon because the issues are so important. And so you'll have two podcast links for the coming week. We are always at the peak and a fruition when we have the full moon. And so that's part of what's going on and what I'm saying in the whole chart is going on. But in personal experiences during this moment, you may find that there are big differences in values in the way we look at finance and the other person looks at finance. So it is definitely not a great time for any discussions about money, any kind of money or possessions. And so just be aware of that. Don't schedule that for the time before the full moon. And really, don't schedule it for Monday at all. Because we also have Mercury in Taurus now, which is thinking about all the Taurus things, squaring the ruler of Scorpio, Pluto, retrograde in Aquarius until 1:23 p.m. So again, there is no easy conversation here. And the moon is headed towards an opposition to Uranus in Taurus until 10:35 p.m. Very unsettled. Something's changing. It's somebody who doesn't feel in control, and it gets a little edgy Monday. It's definitely an edgy day. So the moon in Scorpio trine Saturn in Pisces comes in after this. It's kind of late to be waiting for a good aspect, but it gets there, and it is the last aspect for the moon in Scorpio trine Saturn in Pisces. Comes in at 2:37 a.m. Eastern on Tuesday morning. At 4:35 a.m. on Tuesday, the moon enters Sagittarius. And it will make a trine to Neptune in Aries at 7:29 a.m. It will sextile Pluto retrograde in Aquarius at 12:11 p.m. And then it will be moving towards a trine to the moon Sag Venus Aries. So 10:48 p.m. So it's okay. I mean, there may be some changes that may come in, but they won't be difficult to handle. You may be dealing with long distance issues with the moon in Sag or travel. And it's good to see that if you embark and you are on the wave of the moon trine Venus in Aries, it will be a pleasant trip and maybe very social, maybe lots of adventures, but we can have all of that on Tuesday also. You can feel yourself having a good experience with whoever you might be with. After that, we go to the moon's trine to Mars in Leo. And that's after 10:48 p.m. on Tuesday. It comes in at 4:28 a.m. on Wednesday. And the rest of the day, because it's playful while if you're still up and about, which you will be on the West Coast, you can have some fun. In your relationship, it may be, maybe having some entertaining experiences, but it's also a positive time. And then on Wednesday, we are not having an aspect complete until 4:54 a.m. on Thursday for the moon. It will be the opposition to Jupiter in Gemini. And so there's a partial reception here because Jupiter rules Sagittarius. So Jupiter understands that, you know, the Sag energy has its own idea of time, and it has its own idea of traveling around and, you know, seeing things that haven't been seen before. And Jupiter is in Gemini that wants to know all the details and to be logical about things. And so, but you could go a little bit overboard in spending or something like that. And when it gets closer to 4:54 a.m. on Thursday, we may find that you're feeling that. If you're up, you may be getting a little irritated with whoever you're with. You know, like, you know, you want to say something, but you shouldn't. Try and, you know, it's hard. Sagittarius, like, whoa, sends it out before thinking it's fire, you know. And Jupiter is also perfectly willing to believe that it's only right to say. It's only the truth, what I want to say. So yeah, if you can remember that, then you might be able to not, you know, kind of get into that sort of little bickering, teasing, not so nice energy. And on Thursday, there could be some obstacles in the way, both for the moon and in Sagittarius and for the moon in Capricorn after it enters at 3:58 p.m. There are some kinds of obstacles with the moon in Sag, Saturn in Pisces until 2:29 p.m. on Thursday. This could mean that there are obstacles to travel or there may be weather out there that's affecting things. And the same can probably be said when the moon in Capricorn has the first aspect until 6:55 p.m., which is the square to Neptune in Aries. So that can be getting your signals crossed about what's actually happening and when. Also, because Neptune in Aries, I mean, I didn't mention that in the full moon chart, but that is in the full moon chart. And it is assisting something I say there about, you know, being able to tune into the inner feelings to know what might be the right things to do. But it can also be confusion about the actions and the activities. So moon in Capricorn is, oh, structure it, you know. If it doesn't have a structure, I'm not there. Capricorn is the sign of this idea and doing things that have been known to work in the past, not being very adventurous. And so, but after 6:55 p.m. Eastern time, the moon will try that Mercury in Taurus. Now we've got really people who understand each other because the Mercury in Taurus that we have got now is going to want to be very conservative and make sure. And so will the moon in Capricorn. So they'll be busy doing that together until 1:29 p.m. on Friday. So there's a lot of time to get that to happen. And yet it is a positive aspect. 1:29 p.m. And then there's a brief glitch at 1:45 p.m. when the moon is squaring Venus in Aries, because, you know, Venus in Aries is going to tell you what you're doing. You better follow me, you know. And the moon in Capricorn, it doesn't really want to do that. So there could be a little issue there. Fortunately, it doesn't last that long, right? It's like just, you know, 16 minutes of that. And it's over quickly. And then the moon in Capricorn, it gets to go to another positive aspect. It doesn't come in until 8:24 p.m. on Saturday, which is the moon trine Uranus in Taurus. So now we've got, you know, the moon in Capricorn willing to look at some things that are different. And to augment this, we've got the sun in Taurus joining Uranus in Taurus at 7:32 p.m. So there may be really something that one does have to look at, because that is a change. And it could also be a geophysical experience, right? And we have, again, a very brief harmony of the lights. Last week we had a very, very long one. But on Saturday the 17th, we have a four-minute one. Because the moon in Capricorn trines the sun in Taurus until 8:28 p.m., which is only 4 minutes after the moon was trine Uranus in Taurus. That makes sense, because the sun was conjunct Uranus, see? So, whatever it seems like is happening, it feels like it works out. And the last aspect for the moon in Capricorn is the sextile to Saturn in Pisces. That comes in at 12:27 a.m. on Sunday. So, you know, people who are feeling nervous or frightened get to feel structured and certain with that sextile. We do have, and I'm kind of glad this isn't coming in during the day, Mercury in Taurus square Mars in Leo. And that comes in just after the last aspect for the moon at 12:36 a.m. Eastern Time. You may have it on the West Coast. Be careful, because fixed signs, again, no challenge between the conservative thinker of Mercury in Taurus and the desire energies of Mars in Leo in terms of investment or, you know, securing something for its kingdom. This isn't a good time. Again, if you're having financial discussions, have them before the last aspect for Capricorn moon. Because the good thing about it is that if something comes up when the moon is void of course, one of the things we can say is that there's no problem here, or, you know, if you're making a plan, maybe nothing will come of it. So that's, you know, just something to be aware of. 1:29 a.m. on Sunday is when the moon enters Aquarius. And now you've got a sextile to Neptune in the middle of the night for the Eastern time, 4:27 a.m., and a conjunction to retrograde Pluto in Aquarius is happening at 8:34 a.m. And so this is another time when moon and, you know, Pluto conjunction, if you're with somebody who's on your wavelength and you're thinking about something together and you're working on something and you're reviewing the past and, you know, you're both on the same page, it's fine. But it can also be an obsessive quality. And so the moon goes on from Aquarius to sextile Venus in Aries for the rest of the day in the Eastern time zone until 11:18 p.m. Sunday on the West Coast. So that's fun. That's exciting. That's a good connect to somebody, even somebody new, or around something unusual or an adventure. Okay. It's also a good time to be getting information maybe from somebody as well. And so that's the actual week. There is an early morning opposition from Aquarius moon to Mars in Leo that will happen at 4:23 a.m. on Monday, the 19th. So we're looking ahead a little bit for the morning. Also, the moon squares Mercury and Taurus at 8 a.m. on Monday, the 19th. But after that, That moon in Aquarius has a nice streak. And when we're looking at the week that we'll be talking about next time, the sun is entering Gemini, and we have the approach to the new moon, which will not take place during that week. I just want to see if anything else happens. I think that's it. I think we have the shift of the sun, which is significant. And then this is the Memorial Day weekend, that following weekend. The new moon is on Memorial Day, on Monday the 26th. Yeah, it's late in the evening, but it's that day. So, and that's what we'll be talking about. And I may or may not be able to get that podcast to you before I go offline, because I'm going to take a break. So I'm planning to record next week and include it in this this week's blog and this week's Moon Days report, so you'll have it. Because, you know, one of the things that we have going on that I just overlooked for some reason, I don't know why, on the week of the 19th, is this very, very important thing. I mean, I actually have it set out on my calendar, especially. But, you know, Saturn is going to make the shift into Aries on the 24th, which is that Saturday, also the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend. So that should be kind of interesting if you're having heavy plans. And it happens in the evening, very close to midnight. But it will be a definite difference, and I'm going to do a whole thing on that in the next podcast. All right. That's the weekly astrology forecast for the week of Monday the 12th to Sunday the 18th, and I'll say goodbye for now.